My name is Alex Olson, and I'm a seventh grader. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, The Legend of Ran, in which a narrator is retelling an ancient legend based on a text found in the recently discovered dragon ruins of Gahadar, translated from the original Dragonese. This is believed to be the cornerstone of dragon mythology and religious belief, but its original author and exact origin remain unclear. In the beginning, the gods found the world floating alone in the great emptiness. But when they descended from the heavens, they found that it was black and lifeless, so the gods held a great council atop the highest mountain. After almost a century of deliberation, they decided that Jaok, their greatest smith, would create life on that new world. So, shut in his forge, he made life on the earth. First, he made the small things, insects, birds, mice. Then he moved to greater creatures, animals, horses, and eventually humans. But once all that was done and the world was populated as the Council of the Gods intended, Jaok, unbidden by the Council of the Gods, secretly crafted a new creature. Deep in his hidden forge, he made the first dragon out of gold and lava. Its name was Ran. When the other gods found him, they were at first incensed with anger, for they had planned to be the only things with intelligence on the planet. But after a short time, they began to appreciate the beauty of Ran. He had two large wings, and his skin was of solid gold. His face was that of pure beauty and power. And so the gods did not kill him, but allowed him to descend to the earth. For a long while, he ruled the other inhabitants of the world, and all was peaceful. But eventually, after many a century, he grew corrupt with his power and became evil. He was tyrannical, toying with the lives of his subjects, killing at will. He showed mercy to none. And so it came to pass that the gods, with much sadness and remorse, smote a great crack in the surface of the earth and cast him down through it into the fires of hell. They tasked Jaok to forge a new dragon, and after 12 days and 12 nights, the great smith brought forth his new creation. This one's skin was of blood, and its eyes were of iron. He was more lithe and swift, if smaller, than Ran, and his name was Jelosa. His temperament was of fire, and he never became ruler of creation as Ran had. The other animals and beasts were left to govern their own affairs by the gods, and for a long while the world was peaceful and happy. But deep in the fires of hell, Ran had not died. Instead, he had festered among the rocks in the care of horrible demons, his anger and wrath consuming him until he was a creature of pure hate and evil. After 9 centuries, he deemed that his time was right. Gathering an army of demons and beasts, he created a great fissure in the crust of the earth. His forces were massed for an invasion of the free peoples of the earth that the gods had created. The board was set. War was coming.